Laurie Foster. Performed by Will Dameron. Chapter 1. 5 o'clock on a Friday, and Hogan Guthrie found himself smiling in anticipation as he closed the books on his work and powered down his computer. He could work from home, and sometimes did, but the scope of the new client meant some coordinating with other employees. For a week now, he'd spent hours at the desk for his usual 9-to-5 shift, poring over past records and updating them to a better, more cohesive platform. Popping his head to the side, he released tension gathered in his neck. A glance at the clock showed he'd have time to run home, shower, and change into more casual and comfortable clothes before heading to the diner. Friday nights at the diner usually ran late, but he didn't mind. Hell, he was actually looking forward to it. Of course he knew why. Violet Shaw. Violet, with that sexy southern drawl, her rich red hair and vivid blue eyes, and that pale, creamy skin. He jumped when a small, warm hand settled on his shoulder, and he looked up to see his boss, Joni Jeffers, smiling down at him.
"You look tense," she said,
and her fingers dug into his muscles in an impromptu and very inappropriate massage.
"It was a grueling week, wasn't it?"
Wondering, with facetious cynicism, if he should file a sexual harassment suit, Hogan said only, "Too much time reformatting numbers. I should have remembered to stretch more."
"I can tell you stay in shape."
Her other hand settled on him too, and she leaned close as she kneaded his shoulders.
"How's that feel?"
"Like a blatant come-on?" Not that long ago, he'd have jumped on Joni's unspoken offers. After having his life turned upside down, he'd spent damn near a year belatedly sowing his wild oats with a single-minded vengeance. He'd been a miserable bastard, too, and had probably made others around him miserable. He hadn't known Joni then. Probably a good thing, since he now worked for her. He'd done a lot of stupid things lately, but he wasn't an idiot. Joni was cute with her bubbly personality, curly brown hair, and top-heavy figure. At the moment, he felt not only her warm breath on his ear, but her lush boobs on his back. Yet he wasn't even tempted. Again, he knew why. These days, along with feeling more content in general, he had a preoccupation with his two jobs, his 17-year-old son, and unrequited lust for Violet. Standing and dislodging Joni's hands, he asked, "Ready to head out?"
"I was thinking about grabbing a drink."
Her tongue slicked over her bottom lip in blatant suggestion.
"Interested?"
"Hell no. Sorry, I can't. I have to get home in time to see my son before he leaves on a date." He assumed Colt would have a date, so that wasn't a lie. Her eyes, sultry a moment before, flared.
"Your son?"
"Yeah." The mention of a kid had often proved to be effective discouragement with a certain type of woman. Apparently, Joni was that type. "Colt's 17. Almost 18 now," he added, hopefully putting the nail in the coffin of her interest. Straightening, Joni looked him over with suspicion.
"You're not old enough for that."
"I'm 35 and I had Colt young." One of the few things he didn't regret from his youth.
"Your wife?"
she asked bluntly. "Just as blunt," he answered. "Dead." And he wasn't explaining beyond that. "I have to run, but it looks like Derek is hanging around. Given the way he smiles at you, I'm betting he'd love to get a drink." She wrinkled her nose, but sighed as if resigned, proving